start your day the 2 week. I'll go for that bitch cake.
In the first Rashi, Parsha Chukas, Rashi says like this, this Chukas HaTorah, Rashi is explaining why the Torah uses the word Chukas. So Rashi says, the V, Shasotan Bahumot Oilam Moinim Es Yisrael, the Sotan and the nations of the world chepper the Yidin, they annoy the Yidin, yeah? Loima, what's their chepper? Mohamitzvah HaZois, what is this mitzvah? Umar Tam Yeshba, and what is the reason for it? The Fichon, therefore, Kosav Boch, who called the Torah, says it's a choik, Gezerahim Elamphonai, it is a decree from before me, Eilochim Shut Lahanacharecha, it's not your business, you have no right to question, to think about it. So that's the first Rashi. So Rashi explains why it says Chukas. So the Chasam Sofer, there's three major questions on this Rashi, three Shverikai on this Rashi. First of all, what's Mahamitzah Zotumah Tam Yeshba? What is the time of the going? You're stupid people, you do something without a reason. That's what they're saying. So, Moha Mitzvah Zois, or Moha Tam Yeshbot, same question. So, what's the double lot? That's number one question. Number two, there is a reason. Rashi gives a reason later on. It's for the Cheto Egel. So, it's not without reason. It isn't an inexplainable situation. And third, so gosh, Daddy Kasha, what's the goyim's taina? You stupid people! You do something without a reason. So what do we answer? It's a choy. We do it without a reason. So I'm going to get effort. The whole in the Torah writes chukah. That's no response. If the goyim are criticizing us because we do things without a sensible reason, we answer back: yes, we do things without a sensible reason. So the Chasam Sofer wants to limp chat like this. Hopi drush. The Gemara says the Cheto Ego, as well as the Chet of David HaMelech, with Rashi Sheva, lo yehoyu ru'uyim lo'is adobo. To go to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, va'avadu, va'nishke zindik, with Rashi Sheva, whatever happened with Rashi Sheva, it wasn't him. The Ribbono Shel Olam specially orchestrated the situation today that David should look as though he sinned, to show the world the Kach HaTshuva, that David HaMelech, a terrible thing with Rashi Sheva, when Avot became the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Chalukah of Isla David, and the Sha'orim for the orange going were only open in Zchus David. So the Torah wants to show you, the Shmuel wanted to make David have the Chet so that it would be a symbol to the world, to show the world you can do Teshuvah. The Zalbazach by the Egel, the Emes Klali, so would never have done a Zalbazach. But the Shmuel arranged it that they would do Cheto Egel, so that the Ganser Belt that Zen, you can do a terrible thing, Kalisol, 6 weeks after Matan Torah, Egel, and yet there's a kapora to show you the Kirch HaTshuva for the rabbi. That's the Gemara there. That's the Chasam Sofer, the Zegut now. The Goyim come along and they say, Moha Mitzvah Zoyz, what is this mitzvah? So we tell them, and they bring a poro. So it says, Omar Tam, and what's the reason? The Goyim know the reason, because you sinned by the Egel. So they're chepping the yin. You say you're such goody goodies with the baddies because we say Mavidu Zora. Tosok is it that did Mavidu Zora? Matam Yeshua, what's the reason? Level we answer, chok. It's a chok that we did Yavira. It's a chukah. Gezerah, the Bnei Shalom specially orchestrated it, we should do it to teach you Teshuvah. And have you done Teshuvah? So we've got Gemf at the goyim. It falls back on their face. They were trying to criticize Klal Yisrael for what they did, and we said, yeah, we didn't do it. HaShemohu who did it for us to teach you to do Teshuvah, and we did Teshuvah, and you didn't do Teshuvah. So it's for Emperor, the Alakash, my family, Yeshba, and the Israelites. Okay. The Be'er Yosef is Marich, again, on the Paraduma. Effect as I. Come up with Rashi, lots of them. First it brings the Rashi, what Rashi just spoke, Chazal, the Goyim and the Sotan, the Goyim, Chep of the Eden. And the Medrash Rabbo says that we've learned, Ha'oiskim Baporom, Mitchilah Ad Soif, everybody's involved is Matamim Begodim, and whereas he Gufa Matares Begodim, the Before Aduma is Matahe, those are Begodim, the Atoma is Matahe. Omer HaKol is Baruch Hu. Chuko chokakti, I made a chok. Gezero gozarti, I decreed a gezero. Iyato reshoil avar gezero. You can't go away from my gezero. What's a double lashon? Chukach or kaptik, zera, gazardi. What's the problem saying? No gazardi. Shlomo HaMelech is a belt, as we know well. Amarti Echkoma, Shlomo HaMelech, when his grosser chacham or chacham mikol adam, he said, Ich hafashtan in the ganze Torah, aber he, the chukam imen. This one, beyond me, I don't. Yet, the Medrash says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, L'cho ani megale ta'am poro. I'm going to tell you the reason. Abel Achem, and everybody else, even Shlomo HaMelech, chukah, it's a chok. So, there is a very good reason. And I told you, Moshe. And more than that, it brings a right from Psukim, that La'osid lovoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell us all. The secret will be out. Right? So it's a secret, but tell us. So come to Chazazoy. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the answer. Not the Moshe Dashen answer, the real answer, the whole idea. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Shlomo HaMelech didn't know, but we will all know in the future. So what's the big secret? So Fred, if anywhere before in the end going to give out the secret and we'll understand it, so why keep it a secret? What's the maila of everybody? I feel Shlomo HaMelech, he tried so hard. What's the maila? Noch a kasha fragt das way. This is very difficult. In verse Chanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oshmatem v'asisem, make sure to keep the mitzvahs, kehi chochmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Because this will be your chochma and your bina in the eyes of the world. Because they will say, Asher Yishmun, they will say, mi goy chochom noven kazeh. Who's clever people like ye? We've just said, if we don't understand the reason. So, forget, the goyim see us do chukim, and they say, we're not am chacham. The whole tachlis expulsion says, kehi chok maskem uvinaskem le'enei ha'amim, asher yishun es kol ha'chukim ha'elem ba'amru, rak am chacham ve'novel ha'goy ha'got la'zeh. The goyim will respect the yidin because they keep the chukim. But if they don't understand the reason, what do you mean? So he wants to say chat like this. The whole purpose, and Emma's, there's one other kasha which others ask. He shouldn't say Zuz Chukas HaTorah. He should say Zuz Chukas HaPorah. We're only talking about the Porah, not the Kalatar of Kulah. But that's what the answer is. That the tachlis of keeping the of having a secret and telling us, and it's a kind of a secret which will be very commonly come to light. Because with man Abayis, Tumah was a serious situation. Regularly, people died. So regularly, Poraduma was being used. Keseda, the whole time, it was a daily event, used Poraduma. And by Poraduma, it doesn't make any sense that all those that get prepared to do the their Poraduma become Tomei, yet the Mazeh and the one who sprinkled upon becomes Tohar. Doesn't make any sense. So, Kala HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be involved on a regular basis with a mitzvah that is a puzzlement. And we do it because the emotional guys don't have questions. That's what the Torah wants to teach us with Chukas HaTorah. That life is full of difficulties. Moshe Rabbeinu had the same difficulty. Rosh Hashanah, Tzadik Beraloi. Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemaim, Tzadik Shemaim, Echab HaProblem, Echab HaShteinish. Right? So, in the world we see, the whole time we see, the Chabad Chabad talks about he says the reason why we have to do Hishtadlus of Parnassah is two reasons. One is because if we don't do anything, Batel and Mevel de Shimon, idle hands get up to mischief. And another reason is it's an historian to see if you do it properly, Al Pi Torah. So, but the Chabad Chabad goes on to say, however, somebody who uses his time properly and doesn't use his idle time for mischief, and somebody who does Hishtadlus correctly, Al Pi Torah, should not need to do Hishtadlus. And yet we do see many tzaddikim, grace and mention that much is the Chapanosa, not the Chapanosa, so the Chavitabovas, but there's reasons, and you can't know. We don't understand. And that's what the Torah wants to teach you. You don't need to understand. When life is difficult and you see problems and you can't understand the Grace of Hanoga, you're not meant to understand the Grace of Hanoga. You have to know, Hodor Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chastoy. Whatever Hashem does is good, it's chesed. Le'olam doesn't just mean in time, always. Le'olam chastoy. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to keep the secret, because we should have to learn that our way of life, to understand that we don't do mitzvahs because we understand them, we do the mitzvahs because that's the gzeiras ha'boreh, and that's chukah chokakti, I made this a choy. You know why? Because later in life, gezera gozarti. You'll see gezeras, was ich du verstehst nicht. Aber chukah chokakti, I made now a choy, and you live with it the whole time, you use it the whole time. You know why? So that you should understand gezera gozarti. Whatever happens in life, it's gezera samochem, dos will the register. And that's all it has to do with us, nothing more. We don't get involved anymore. This is what they're, yes. The pasuk talking about the paraduma and the main nidah, the pasuk says in Tisant, I mean, Rashi explains the pasuk, but reading the pasuk itself is goshver. Because the pasuk says, the third time, says, if somebody becomes in contact with a mace, and therefore his tummy mace, and he doesn't use paraduma, afilu he toivos, he's still tummy. Es mishkan Hashem timei, he has profaned, he has defiled the mishkan. Menuchos hanefesh Yisrael. Why? Because he came tummy. Ikka chosam and asefer, and he went into the mikdash. And the Rashi, it's missing in the pasuk. Like it means if he became tummy, below yischato, and he went into the mishkan, now it's chayv koros. But that's not in the pasuk there. So how did you touch the pasuk pshat? So now they are good to pshat. Who was this said to? This parsha was said to the Yidden in the beginning of Nisan by Hakamas HaMishkan, right? A week, 2 weeks before Pesach, right? And we know that people who were Tomek could make the Pesach. On that occasion, when Moshe Rabbeinu told over Parshas Parah to the people, he said to the people, if you become Tomei, below Yizchato, in 2 weeks' time, you have a Kom Pesach to make. And if you don't make Kom Pesach, what's the din? Chav Koras. So, before Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, V'nichas Anem Timei Ameho, there's another Koras available for you people. Not after that year, not anymore. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael on that day in Nisan, the second day in Nisan, according to Rashi, and B'Sheni, he told them that, the Parah, he told them, and by the way, it's important, because if you don't use Parah, and anybody will be Tomei, next week, 2 weeks' time, there's Korban Pesach, and if you miss out Korban Pesach, you have Koras. Therefore, that's one chorus. And then also, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, if in future somebody goes to Mikdash when he's Tomei, it's Chayv Koras. But the chorus could be referring to the non-doing of the Korban Pesach, which is relevant to the people there. Okay, so we come to the problem. Misas Miriam, Lohio Maim Lohedo. Water was missing. The Be'er stopped giving out its water. And they came to complain to Moshe. They came to complain to Moshe and Aaron. Klal Yisrael are not the easy people to deal with. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no real guitar for Klal Yisrael. This is 40 years, right? They've seen one every day, and now they're covered the whole time. And the Be'er all the time, and something goes, there's a hiccup, and boom, 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 blom, ha'vesef. Does it Klal Yisrael? Does it? Call yourself Ashim Umus. That's a nature which we have and which we've got to control. Not there either. But they said a strange thing they said. What was their problem? We're going to die of thirst, which is a genuine problem. If you're in a midbar and there's no water, and you have a few million people there, that is a serious problem. So we can understand, if they forgot the gadlus of Moshe, what's going to happen? We're going to die. We need water. What do we need? Water. So they come along and they say, why do you bring it the Mokhmara Zer? Loi Mekoim Zera, Uteena, the Geffen, the Rimoi. We've got no Uteena, we've no figs, we've no grapes. What's that? You're going to die of thirst. And then they mention mine at the end. But what are you asking for? You know, a beggar starving and not eating for 3 days. I want roast chicken. Give me a piece of bread. What are they saying? For those of you. And someone who looks in the Chumash, you'll see there's a strange thing here. After Loi, there's a psik. Loi, Mekoim Zera. Surely it's Loi Mekoim Zera. What's Loi? They said to Moshe, why did you bring us a Mokim Aroa Zera? Loi, Mekoim Zera, then we give him Bremen. Bremen. So the Pshat like this. So the Chumash Pshat. Loi. We're not complaining about Mekoim Zera, Ein Ogefen Bremen. That's not what we're complaining about. We're complaining about Maim Eilish. That's why there's a pasik. Loi is a thing on its own. Well, it's not Loi Mekum Zera. Loi, we're not complaining about the lack of Zera at the end of a given Rimoy. We're complaining about Maim Eilish. And with the Zelda Mahalech, you go to the very last pasuk in Bolok. Again, there's a strange grammatical or thing in the pasuk. The last pasuk talks about after Nebuchadnezzar. After the Magefa, he tells us how many people died. The last pasuk says one piece of information. Those who died in the Magefa were 24,000. Why is there an esnachta about Magefa? It's one phrase. It's one piece of information. Those who died in the Magefa were 24,000. An esnachta is a comma to pause between one statement and another statement. Vayu amesem magefa, pause, above esemola. There should be no esnachta. This is not a psik, this is an esnachta, which is a smaller break, but what's it there for? So they are good. Kelas Yitzchok brings that Shomayim made a decree there were 24,000 people going to die because of this maisa. Yes? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed. Those people who were destined to die anyway, because the time was up, he included them in the 24,000. So come to host, 24,000 didn't die from the plague. There were all together 24,000 people who died, and Akbar made a chesed others who died. I'm not very sure how that works to do with the 60-year-old, so I'm not sure how that would work there. But okay, but those are the pshats, and that's right in the positive. And there were people who died by Magefa. All these people died, but you should know that in those mesim were people who were other mesim, and altogether above Esimola, together it came to 24,000. The pasuk splits it to show there's something else we're talking about. The other mesim go together with the mesim of Magefa above Esimola. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the problem with the water, okay, so the Yidden, Moshe Rabbeinu sent Malachim to Kodesh, to Melech Edom, from Kodesh, sorry, Melech Edom, the south east of Israel, we'd like to pass through your land, right? Please, he gave him the whole spiel, the whole story, we were in Mitzrayim, you should have been in Mitzrayim. Please do us one toiva, Achicha Yisrael, okay? So do us a favor, let us go through your land. So the mom is a kasha of the whole Mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he want? A shortcut to Eretz Yisrael. Fine, understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Excuse me, what route do they take? They didn't use Satnav, right? I'll pay Hashem Yachal, I'll pay Hashem Yisrael. When the Onon moved, they followed the Onon. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu asking? Who told you? What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu, they're in Kodesh, right? Right near the Eretz Yisrael, fine. Moshe Rabbeinu is waiting for everybody's. Why were they there? They're waiting because the Onon hasn't moved yet. When the Onon moves in that direction, we follow. So what's he asking? Is he deciding a new route? Moshe Rabbeinu asking Melech Edom, where did you catch him? I saw the Akedah. The Chaim Kelvin Zechadik Rocha brings in his Sefer from the Akedah. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Shteinish Impossible, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to ask Melech Edom to pass through the land. It was Al-Pi Hashem. There was no honor, but go through the land. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted and knew that Melech Edom would say no, and the Yidden would have to turn away because they're not allowed to destroy Edom yet, and Moshiach, we can't shepherd them yet, and the Yidden would therefore walk away, and therefore they would look like weaklings. They weren't prepared to face Edom. In the eyes of the world, the Yidden would look, they're nobody, they're nothing, they're a walkover. Therefore, Sichon and Oig found it easy, we'll go and fight them. They took upon themselves, by seeing what they thought, the apparent weakness of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael didn't push their way through Edom. They were refused permission. And they said, okay then, that weaklings, they went away and a long way round. So that would give the impression that the Yidden are weaklings. And therefore, Sichon and Oig had the courage to go and attack the Yidden, and they got destroyed. Akshmah wanted to circumvent the whole Geshef to arrange it. The Sichon and Oig will feel that the Yidden are easy targets and destroy them, and they would fight them. Akshmah would destroy Tichon HaRoev to show Klal Yisrael. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask, who wanted him to ask the Melech Edom. On the same vein, the same Zechzadik Livrocha told me pshat like this, Moshe pshat like this. The Yidden had to go a long way round. Let's play this Eretz Edom. Derech Yamsov, the Pasuk says, so it looks like they're going back. You know, they're going back up Chas V'Shalom. Atikza Nefesh Ha'om Badorech. And the people became impatient, upset. Badorech, Rashi says, because of the journey. Not on the way. Because of the journey. Come to Chos. The Klal Yisrael felt now, Oyvei. We're nearly at Yisrael. One tiny little obstacle in Melech Edom, and we can't get there. Oyvei. And so Hashem's being so, making things so difficult for us. Why is Hashem doing this bad against us? So, Ein Lechem, Ein Mayim, Ein Hashem Ukotso. It stirred up again the complaint mode of Klal Yisrael. The emes is that this is a gvaldike chesed that Hashem who did for them. Because later on, when Moshe asked Sichon, can I go through your land? Right, that's in a different position. Can I use a shortcut? And the pasuk says, Sichon went out and fought the Eden midboro. The pasuk tells us in Devarim that there were at least 60 ir kol chevel argoy, mamleches oik baboshon. Oik had 60 massive areas of fortified cities, and it takes that Sichon had even more. So come to Chos, how long does it take to conquer one walled city? Well, Yerushalayim survived 2.5 years. They had 120 at minimum cities. Klal Yisrael, to get the land of Sichon Melech Emori, to get the land of Emori, they would need years to be able to get through the land to conquer. Novos, Sichon, because he thought the Yidden were weaklings, because the Yidden had to go the long way round, which the Yidden thought was a disadvantage, he therefore said, he left his cities totally unguarded, all his men went out to fight the Hamidboro, leaving all the cities open. Klal Yisrael just walked in. The fight with Sichon outside in the Midbar was a fight, but then the cities, no need to go into a walled city. There's only the women and children there. So the Gvaldike Chesed Hashem, that what appeared to be in Nebuch, we've got to have a hard difficulty, go a long way round. Oh, what an upsetting. It was a Murdika Toiva. It saved them years of having to fight to get the land of Sichon. Sichon and Og both imagined the Yidden of Gornis and left the... Who leaves a fortified city to go and fight? Yeah, the Yidden are a walkover. We can easily do it. So, Mamela, you see again the Ribbono Shel Olam's chesed, what seems to be an act of nishkishmak, not good. Hashem doing something. Why is Hashem making things difficult for me when he's doing Yom Murti Ketoiva? You have to see the end of the story, how it works out. The Chet Mei Meriva. Rabu Hamafoshim. So many different interpretations, explanations in. What did Moshe do wrong? The Ramban is Marich, and the Ramban brings Rabbeinu Hananel. And Rabbeinu Hananel says the mistake that Moshe made was Shimon HaMoirim. He shouldn't have called the Eden Moirim. Rashi says, Moirim is Moirim. They know better than the teachers. Don't listen to teachers, they know better. 2026. Okay. And that was 3,000 years ago. Okay? So he called them Moirim. They're rebellious. Fred, the Kasab Sofer, what's wrong with that? Call a spade a spade. If they were not rebellious, okay, you're insulting them. But the Maisa, they were Moirim. They were proper Moirim. How dare you be like this to Moshe Rabbeinu? How dare you? So when you give Musa to somebody who's done something really wrong, you say, you know, Shefila, you shouldn't really have done that. You are a... That's wrong. It's happened in Polymerine. Moshe Rabbeinu's job is to give them the Musa. Shimon HaMoirim. What's wrong with saying Shimon HaMoirim? There's another opinion. That Moshe Rabbeinu's mistake was, he said, Min HaBe'erai, Noitzi lochem moim. Will we be able to bring out water? Noitzi means we. Sounds as though Moshe Rabbeinu is saying we will produce water. It's the Rebbeinu Shleim, not we. So Moshe Rabbeinu, by saying noitzi, gave the impression that he's going to produce water, which is not right. Will bring a lower dalga in the munah, and the people say, oh, Moshe does it, not Hashem. So that's a mistake. But that's a problem. Come on. Moshe Rabbeinu has been with them 40 years. He's done them absolutely everything. When Moshe says noitzi, you know quite well what he means. You know Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mean we. Moshe Rabbeinu has lots of I do it. It's all b'yad Hashem. You know I do it. Moshe Rabbeinu demonstrated so many times whatever he does was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if he said noitzi is my yes, he didn't know what he's talking about. But the Mishnah says in others, Chachomim, he's a hard of a divrechem. Chachomim, be careful with the word. Shema mitocham, you'll do. It might be people will misunderstand what you're saying. So the words like this. When you're talking to an intelligent group of people, to people who must state them MS, and they're on a sensible plane of thought, you can say things and they'll understand that you don't mean. But if the people are Nishvith after Zion, people on a lower Madrega, be very careful what you say, because they might get it wrong. Since Moshe Rabbeinu said Shimon HaMoirim, Moshe Rabbeinu classified the people as Nishtukut Darga, now you have to be careful. Now Noitzi becomes a problem. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the two together, because if they were not Moirim, then Noitzi would have been okay. But because Moshe Rabbeinu classified them as Moirim, and himself admitted, you're Moirim. So, Oy Bazoi, you may say that they're Moirim. Be very careful what you say. And he said, Noitzi, Oy Bazoi, there will be some people of these Moirim who will say, Tako, Moshe Rabbeinu bringing water. And he said, Moirim Shel Olam, Dasi Lachet. The two together, Dotkasav Sefer, the two together make it Achet. Moirim with Noitzi. That move a little bit into Bolok Nebuchadnezzar, the poor relation this week. Then we're going to Bolok. One what? Matovo Alecha Yaakov. So Bilam said, Matovo Alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Secho Yisroel, Zakrashi two Pshotim. Matovo is the bottom midrashim, bottom midrashim, Klal Yisrael, Matovo. And also, Shloi Hoyop Ischeen, Kavon, Mechuvona, Zukenegetu, the privacy, each person acted in privacy, didn't look in other people's houses, not my business, other people's lives. Two lechora, totally different pshatim. But Emma says, it's all one. Why? If somebody realizes and uses the Tova Lecha Yaakov, the Botkinesis of Botan Midrashois, a person, Davin Vidaf Zayin, and he uses the Beis HaMedrash Vidaf Zayin, he'll understand that Yenem's Leben, what goes in other person's house, other person's got, is not my business. So then, if you are a Matoiva Alecha Yaakov in Botkin Hizah Botkin Midrashos, then it will follow that you'll have the other Matoivu. You're not interested in other people's physical situation, the material situation. So you Pischeim Chuvon Azul Kenegedzu. Okay, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Oh, man.